for Triple M's Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, nine goal kicker, brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. Magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's Ultimate Sports Show. On every afternoon, Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
Get around the family, get around my boys, and get around our great country. Our athletes are doing us proud over there in the Tokyo Olympics. Gold, 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 bronze, bronze, silver, gold. Medals are building up. The tally is just going up, up, and up. And I say hello to my very favourite boys, Greg Blewett and Bernie Vince, on this fine Thursday. Fine Thursday, and how proud are we being Australians?
Oh, it's a great day to be Australian. Good afternoon, everyone. Wow. Yes, we're going well. Geez, how good are we in the pool, Jars? And Kyle Chalmers, well done.
Love it. Yes.
The local boy, he was, well, he qualified in lane 7, Jars, so he's, what's that make him
That's
about
a dog's
the
breakfast lane,
or
that one.
Fastest.
Yeah.
But, geez, didn't he put power home in that last 50?
Can he defend his title? Can he do what no other Australian has done? Dressel, Chalmers, they hit the wall. Oh. Dressel just gets him. Kyle Chalmers, silver.
And he was in front.
Oh,
I was working
Stop it.
I was working out what's going to happen. I think he's just out of, and he just had to lunge and glide for a little bit too long in that last stretch. And the other bloke just finished perfectly on the wall. And he lost by, what, a half a finger?
0.06.
What? And that is the small margins. It's just, I don't know. But well done. Silver's an unbelievable effort. And the American that won it, they reckon he's the next superstar. So, well done, Kyle.
Hello, Greg.
Hello, mate. And that was a PB, too. For Kyle. Yeah. So, and he was faster than what he was when he won the gold.
Yep.
But geez, the swimming, there is just like a fingernail just about in every race, and it can go bloody either way. But
and the good thing about that, or his Olympic campaign, is he wouldn't have swum if it was on time. If COVID didn't put the Olympics back, he had a shoulder surgery and wouldn't have even swum. So any just to get there was big.
As Jerry Seinfeld once said, when you lose by that small of a margin, it's like, what happened? Did you not hear the gun go off? Did you slip? Did you not? And it's true, isn't it?
Yeah,
it'd haunt
that,
you for the rest of your life.
He said that, did he?
He said that, yeah.
Geez, he spoke well, though, Jars, didn't he?
Oh, he's class. He's a class man. Absolutely we tried to get in contact with his dad, young Brett. Have we got the audio of it, the swim? Let's go and listen to it.
It's half a second faster than I was in Rio. Oh. You know, if it went ahead last year, I wouldn't have been here swimming, so... To be back swimming fast, shoulders feeling good. You know, qualified in lane 7, it's kind of a bit more challenging being on the outside. I have to swim my own race from start to finish and be breathing the other way on the way home. But I left everything in the pool. I gave everything I could to, you know, win gold in 2016, come back and win silver. You know, it is great. I left absolutely everything in the pool and did everything I could to do it for my country.
Big thanks to Channel 7 for the audio.
Yeah,
Caleb Dressel.
If we played that off the top, we would have saved. Everyone just said exactly what he just said.
Caleb Dressel was the American.
When you're meant to.
Caleb Dressel was the American who just got the big tats. And they're big boys, aren't they?
They're huge.
Now, what about the other Australian? Aussie won gold. Zach Stubblety Cook.
What a name.
Won gold. 200 metre breaststroke. Here it is.
He goes up alongside Kuminga. Is it another gold medal for these Australians at these games? Yes, it is.
Oh, what
that
a swim.
Was brilliant.
Hey, Jars, I couldn't help but notice when we got in today, you're putting a lot of posters up around here for all the staff and
stuff. Yes, sir. Yeah, what's up?
What are they?
Charlie Teo.
Is it?
Fundraising ball, which we'll
Charlie
have in
Teo
October.
Is the
neurosurgeon gift.
Yep.
Yeah, yes, he saves lives.
And there's a ball coming up, isn't it?
A big ball,
Well, what were you putting the posters? Who's going to see them? Because everyone has to work from home in here, apart from us.
Well, I'm just trying to promote the event, Bern.
Yeah, that's
all right.
Well, we know about it.
Yeah,
so,
well, people will be coming back into the office next week, Bern. It's
not
until October the 23rd.
No, they're not.
What do you mean by that? Because the government is going to
work
from home. So you've gone to that trouble of A.
We've seen it.
Getting those posters printed out, which is fine. Then using the works lamination, which is reserved for the sales team. Then putting them up in 32 different places around the building when you should have been prepping for no reason at all.
For me and Greg, who we saw the first one when we walked in. No point putting the other 30 up.
Go f*** yourselves.
Bye!
Sam Jacobs on the way. Nick Riewoldt and
we got him.
Entire Australian athletics team is in lockdown, Jars. So all 63 track and field athletes are in lockdown, with Australian pole vaulter Curtis Marshall a close contact to a US athlete who's tested positive.
Oh, well, no. Why are the US athletes aren't in lockdown then?
They are. Reporting on Australia.
And also, too, if you're listening at 4 o'clock on the podcast or 6 p.m., that is no longer breaking news.
One man that we love, former Crows champion, Sammy Jacobs, joins us. He's a very, very close friend of young Cole Chalmers, who did us proud this morning.
He was great.
G'day, Sauce. Welcome to the Rush Hour.
Hello, boys. How are we going?
We're good in here, Sauce. Where'd you watch it today?
I was at home, mate. I was just at home with the family, so had Izzy and the girls sitting down watching it, so get down and watch Uncle Cole swim his race.
Yeah, how good was he too? Relationship, where did that start? Where did you first meet?
Sounds like we're dating, but...
Yeah. You were from here,
We live just around the corner from each other, so we've lived here for quite a while now, but... we're both country boys. Obviously, he's from Port Lincoln. I'm from Ardrossan, so we share a lot of stuff in common. So we just sort of clicked from there. And both of us, obviously me playing footy and him swimming, both live pretty quiet lifestyles. A bit different to yourself, Bern, when you were playing. But
that's it. No need for that.
We live a bit quiet lifestyles, so we just sort of clicked and went from there.
Do you think he had it, Sauce?
I did.
Oh, shit.
I know. I was when it came to that touch, I thought, when you watch a swim, you wait for that banner to come up of who's won. And I was shattered. I thought he had it, but, not to be.
He did hit the front, didn't he, with about 4 metres to go or something. I was thinking he's home, and then the touch
was just half a stroke.
Perfect, was it?
Was it? The only thing, Ben, did you get to watch it? Because I saw you swanning around in the golf course this morning.
I shut the little golf club down while the swim was on. That's the sort of pool I got down there. But what's he like? What's he like? I was going to say off field, but out of the pool. His words after he swam, it was just all class, wasn't it? We loved it, and he spoke about how lucky he was to even be swimming in the Olympics, because if it was last year, he wouldn't have been in at all.
No, you're right. And even at the start of this year, he only had surgery, I think it was 7 months ago. So very humble, very grounded. So, he's pretty quiet, keeps to himself a fair bit, doesn't get caught up in the limelight. He enjoys his reptiles and basketball and other things like that away from swimming. So, just a really, really humble champion who obviously they live a different lifestyle swimming. He obviously trains first thing in the morning, goes back in the afternoon as well. So, they live a definitely a tough lifestyle, and they pretty much swim 50 weeks of the year, so it's tough on them.
Are you game to go in his house, Sauce? Because you mentioned the reptile. Sounds like he's got heaps of them.
He's got a zoo. I thought he's described his mates reptiles.
So for a few years there, I organised for him to rent the house that was next door to me.
Oh, no.
And we're at home, and he goes, not to alarm you, but I can't find one of my snakes.
Oh.
And I thought you were... Got to be kidding. I was too scared to go outside until he found it, but luckily he did a few hours later.
Sauce, do you reckon he'll partake in the next Olympics, which will be in Paris, because there is talk that he could potentially play some AFL football if he put his mind to it?
No, he'll definitely be in the pool. We always have a bit of a chuckle around this, that every time he goes to a big meet, where it's Com Games, Olympic Games, it's always a story that he's going to play footy, but he absolutely loves his footy, and I've got no doubt that if he wanted to give it a go, the way he dedicates to his swimming, he'd do the same with footy. But as it stands, mate, when you're world champion, or you're the previous world champion, you're around the mark, I don't think you'd be pretty game to swap sports at that stage.
Hey, bit of intel from you, I'm hoping, because you work at the Adelaide Footy Club. The showdown next weekend, is it going to be here? Are we going to have crowds? What's your thoughts?
Crows home game?
Well, we're obviously Crows home game, which is very, very important to the club. So we want to maximise the crowds and first of all, make sure the game's here. So we are very hopeful that hopefully the game is going to be here. But respectfully, we're working really closely with SA Health to make sure that, first of all, it fits in with their system. But absolutely, at the moment, hopeful that it can be here. because we want nothing more than to have a home showdown against Sport.
Jeez, listen to him, Jars. He's going to SA Health and doing the protocols
on the direct line to Nicola.
Our boy's changed.
He must have had that written down,
didn't
he?
He's got ScoMo's ear.
I've never heard him say some of those
words
before.
Well, that's our boy. He's grown up.
Anyway, he is, isn't he? He's just got moved straight into the business world. Just look at him go. But your beloved Ardrossan, what's the go there? Are we talking finals or...
I'm not real happy, Bern, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, this is good.
Oh, okay, because you're coaching.
So yeah, I'm coaching. So we're at this stage, we're up against it to make the finals. We put our hand up.
Yes.
But so pretty much last week, they've come to us, they gave us a couple of options, and they've decided they're just going to cancel the game. So we're just not going to play for a couple of weeks. So those games that we were a red hot chance to win to get us back up there to compete with CMS Crows. They've just cancelled the game, so there goes our chance and other team chances as well.
Were you playing some teams down the bottom, were you?
Oh dear.
Yeah, we were actually. Oh, that's playing and Cougars all around us. So
well, you'd just be making up the numbers anyway, probably. So.
CMS Crows and Moonta Grand Final, I'm hearing.
Yeah, we'll be there. They're clearly the two standouts. So every second week I hear that Bernie's coming back to play a game. But
unlike
cricket, he's forgotten where his footy roots are.
Technically, I've played two games now because the last 2 weeks have been off, so they count. Because I was going to name them.
You're in the team
sheet.
So I'm
up to two. You only need three, so I might play one in the last four games and... I might win a flag. Who knows?
All you do is win flags back home. So yeah.
When was the last time you put the boots on for Ardross and Sauce?
I think it was 4 or 5 weeks ago. So
what do you mean you think?
It's too long. Again.
No wonder they're not playing finals. Yeah. You're not playing.
Well, they're best player.
You've got to actually play, Sauce.
Where have you been?
Oh, mate, before we let you go, and it's fantastic, we're really proud of young Kyle. He's been wonderful. He's a wonderful athlete and done our state very proud. So well done there. And the Adelaide Crows fans, just stay tuned.
What was that?
No, but the Adelaide...
I thought you were wrapping him up.
No, but just quickly, Adelaide Crows fans, there'll be news coming out regarding the showdown.
Hopefully soon, mate. But it's above my pay grade.
Sauce, just hang up on him, mate. Just hang up. Seriously, this conversation's done.
I'll buzz you tonight.
How did you wrap him up just before I let you go, and then you went back into Kyle Chalmers and asked him at the showdown?
See you, Sauce.
Let him go. Thanks
very much, boys.
How many text messages this week from Jars as well? Because honestly, it's getting a problem, becoming a problem.
And then asking a question.
Bluey, get some control there with those boys.
Mate. Just hang up, as Bernie said. See you, mate. See you, Sauce.
See you, boys.
And that was Sam Jacobs there, former Adelaide Crows superstar.
Reverse the truck, Sauce. Beep, 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 beep.
I was talking to Grantley Filton today just to see how he's going.
I'll break your fingers in a minute.
Hey, give me one of those famous giant beers.
It's that time again on the Rush Hour to have a beer with Bluey.
I love to have a beer with Bluey.
Clean belly, bill of health, Dyson, get $100 off your first order.
Yeah.
Australian fourth. Chain, Rose, midfield,
Today, Junior!
Why do we have to have that Today, Junior at the end?
I don't know.
That's
spoiled.
Yeah, get rid of
that. No, I like it. That's the only bit
anyway.
I like.
Beer with Bluey, what do you got for us today, young man?
I'm going to talk. Because they've been sort of slowly dropping.
You said, what do you mean?
Oh, no, they were good last week, sorry.
You said you're running out of stories to tell.
No, I'm going to talk to you about how much, you know how much I adore my wife, Catherine.
It's questionable. Any opportunity you get to get out and then that golf course.
If there were three items left on a deserted island, Catherine, golf sticks.
You drive it, your partner, and Catherine.
Nah, the boys before Catherine.
There was an
incident very early in our relationship that nearly just tipped it over the edge,
and that involved
my baggy green cap, Bern. So,
hang on, in the bedroom.
Sort of.
I am out of here.
Put the number two on.
No, so I was.
Excuse me, what'd you say then?
Continue.
Don't talk to us about your dress-ups, Jazz.
Yeah,
and Mez,
leave that at home.
But I was invited to a charity function, and as part of that, I was asked to bring my baggy green cap.
Yes.
Right? So I said to Catherine, look, I'm not that keen because, you know, I certainly won't be wearing it on the night, but, you know, just...
You should have.
Just sort of like spruiking your baggy. It just wasn't sitting well with me.
Okay.
And especially off the back of, remember that Wimbledon final that Pat Rafter played and Steve Waugh said, come on, boys, let's all wear our baggy green caps. And it was just like, not on. Yeah. For only half of them wore it. Warney didn't wear it. Others did. Anyway, I thought it was a bit of a, you know, bit pukey. Yeah. But Catherine said, look, it's for a great cause, so do it. And I said, oh, yeah, but I don't really. Anyway, so she.
So you did it.
So I took my baggy green, right?
Wore it? Right.
No, I didn't wear it. I can't remember what. I think people could, just come and look at it and do whatever. Yeah. But we ended up having a bloody big night, right? This is when Catherine actually drank a bit of alcohol.
Okay.
But this sort of might have put her off alcohol once and for all. So. After the stuff was done with the baggy green, I got back to the table and I said, babe, what am I going to do? She goes, don't worry, I'll look after it, right? It'll be safe with me. So we end up having a great night, taxi home, literally like spill out of the taxi, into home, turn the music on, couple more. Catherine's like dancing in her stilettos and we had a bloody great night. Anyway, the next morning I wake up and we're hungover. And after a while, I sort of went, oh, that's right, the baggy green. Babe, have you got my baggy green?
Oh, no. No.
And she just had this look of horror on her face.
Don't.
And she went, oh, yeah, no, it's in my coat. And she went over to the coat. No baggy green.
Oh, dear.
And then she started. And I'm thinking, oh, she's playing a bit of a joke, you know.
Yeah, funny. Real funny. Yeah.
Real funny. One. Yeah, come on, babe. I'm being serious because this is, you know, this is my baggy green.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm serious. I don't know where it is. So I'm thinking, I'd been seeing her for a couple of months and I'm like, righto, just stay calm. Cause it means a lot to me, obviously, my baggy green cap. So then she rings the venue. Nah, sorry. We've done the cleanup. No baggy green. And then she rings the cab company and
good luck with the cab
company. And I remember on the way home, this guy, it was an Indian, cabbie, and he loved his cricket, and we were talking cricket on the way home and all that sort of
imagine
stuff.
Imagine if he got his hands on it.
So Catherine's thinking, oh no, I've left it in the cab and they're not owning up. So because she'd rung the taxi company, no baggy green left in it. So we're like, and this is now 2 hours in, and I'm like, what?
It's gone.
I'm starting to think she's lost my baggy, and is this going to
look? She's lost it.
Yeah.
Not you.
No, she took responsibility. She said,
No, you gave it. That's true. No,
I gave it to her, and she said, I'll look after it.
That's your first mistake. Right there, trusting women with anything.
Should have just worn the damn thing.
So it dawned on me. I'm just thinking, well, how's this going to affect our relationship going forward?
Here we go.
I was like, am I going to have to
chat?
No, this is what I'm thinking.
We need to go for a walk.
This is what I'm thinking.
Okay.
So by then, I just hop in the shower, right, and I've got my head under the shower. And I'm just trying to think about how am I going to handle this.
Yeah.
Next thing, I hear her coming sprinting up the stairs. I found it. And what had happened? She'd spilled out of the cab and had fallen out of her coat into the bush
in front of
my house.
Oh my god!
So it had spent the baggy green had spent the whole
in
night
the
in the bush out the front. Anyone could have walked past and taken it.
And
that
was it.
But
hell,
no one did. My bag is
that green. Your few number. People looked at it and they worked out the number was blue.
363, this is worth nothing.
If that was Warney, Warney's be gone. He's got $1 million bucks.
Mine and Don Bradman's.
I reckon a bloke did. Yeah, blew it. Now,
hang on,
next.
What number
chucked
were you?
Chucked it back in the bush.
What number were you?
363.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, please be Warney. Blew it? Where's he from?
Yeah.
Back in the gutter. You're lucky you weren't in the gutter.
Well done. Good story.
Just catch up with former St Kilda superstar, Triple M's and Fox Footy's Nick Revolt. He joins us on the top global rating Rush Hour. G'day, Nick, and good afternoon.
Any time I get an invitation onto a global rating show, it's a privilege.
It's us.
Thank you for having me.
We do go into Texas too, just quietly.
They'd love your sort of content over there too. Don't worry. They like it called exactly how it is.
Yeah, that gets him into trouble a little bit, Rui. Hey, retro round this weekend, and we saw yourself and Jonathan Brown dress up as Wayne's World. Now, geez, you look similar.
You do look like Garth.
I'm offended by that.
Must have had a bit of fun doing that, though.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I mean, I've learned sort of over the journey with these things. Well, mind you, every time I sing and dance, you know, whether it was the big freeze or doing that stupid thing I did for the Saints that time, every time I do it, I think it's the last time. But I've learned with these things that you've got to go all in. Yes. Otherwise, you sort of look more ridiculous than you do if you try to sort of half go for it. So had a lot of fun with this one with Brownie. It was great. So I've just enjoyed being able to look back at the 90s. I don't know about you, Bern, but the 90s for me is when I fell in love with footy.
Yep.
That's the boy.
Hey, talking of fun, by the way, I loved your Freddie Mercury, the fangs.
Yeah, he's best on, wasn't he? Oh, yeah, mate, and sensational. Your mustache.
Hey, what about last weekend? Anthony Hudson took you boys off air for about 5 minutes. Talk us through that.
Unbelievable scene.
What happened?
So I looked across and, like, you know, Hutto's the best. He's such a good caller, but he's extraordinarily unorganised. So I've done games with him at the Adelaide Oval before where we stay in the Sheraton there and you walk across the bridge to the ground and you'll get across to security and he'll say, oh, I've forgotten my laptop. So he'll walk back and then he'll get back and he'll say, oh, shit, I've forgotten my charger. So then he'll walk back across again. Anyway, so we're in the box on, what was it, Saturday, the Richmond Geelong game. You know, big rating game. Lots of eyeballs.
Yes.
And I look across and Hutto's got tissues out and he's frantically trying to pad all around the mixer where we plug our mics and our headphones in. Anyway, then it's gone all crackly in my ears and I thought, oh, something's gone wrong here. And there's an empty Coke bottle looking very guilty just lying on the bench. he's unloaded a whole bottle of Coke into the mixer and the whole thing, it's shut the whole thing down. So I flicked the switch. We lost all our mics, headphones, monitors, jeez, computers with all the stats on it. And we were in the dark for 4 or 5 minutes. So if you were watching at home wondering why we weren't calling the game anymore, it was because of Hutto. And then he had the audacity to actually say, it wasn't that bad. There wasn't that much Coke. Well, they picked up the box and it was like a bloody tap was running. Coke pouring out of this box that he's just unloaded on. So he had a bit of explaining to do on Monday, that's for sure.
Hey, you spoke about the 90s before and obviously retro round this weekend. Who was your favourite player in the 90s?
Mine was the Chief.
Oh, no.
No.
No, I shouldn't have asked that.
No.
Who's your second favourite?
It's got to be Plugger. Surely Plugger.
Well, the Chiefs started to, you know, he started to lose a bit of form sort of halfway through the 90s. So I jumped across and then I jumped on the back of the duck.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I love the key forwards. And, you know, do you remember the old That's the Thing about, that's
yes,
what I like about
yes,
football?
Good song.
When they would play that song at the end of the coverage, that's when I would, you know, turn into a full-blown footy-loving kid, you know, jumping on the couch and taking speckies. And so that's been the best part of the last week, just reliving all of that stuff.
Nah, I love that too. Darren Jarman, my favourite. Not Andrew. Darren.
Don't go there.
And Tony Modra.
Don't go there. Nick's scarred with that, my brother, too.
Oh, actually, yes.
96 grand final.
Yes, was too.
Yeah.
The Saints this year, I want to touch on them. They've just teased us, haven't they, your beloved Saints?
Yeah, they've been frustrating, Bern, no doubt about that. They definitely the first half of the season, they were the most disappointing side in it, I thought, given the expectation. I mean, the last four or five weeks, they've played much better footy. You know, they won those three in a row, then bad losses to Port, and they were pretty good against West Coast. So, yeah. I mean, I think St Kilda supporters were pretty excited despite the loss with the former Max King.
Yeah.
Been waiting a while for that sort of breakout game, and it was good that it came on the weekend. So there's still a sneaky chance, though, I guess, because none of the teams that have been vying for a spot have really been able to capitalise and win enough games. So it means that teams like the Saints are still in the hunt, remarkably.
Hey, what's your read on Port Adelaide, mate? They're starting to get some decent players back. They're still in the top four.
Yeah, so my take on them is they haven't looked like a premiership team because of the players that they've been missing, I think. But what they have been able to do is win enough games on the way through to stay in a really good position so that now they get the guys back that they've been missing. And they're all the same types, you know. They're all their sort of X-factor players with polish, like Robbie Gray and Rosie and Butters and Dersmer and Motlop and all of these sort of guys. So once they plug that bit of elite skill and flair back into the side, I think they'll be right up there with the Melbournes and the Bulldogs and the Geelongs. And really, this year, I think unlike other years, no one's really elevated themselves yet. So I don't think we've got a great team yet. We've got a lot of really good teams, but not a great one.
You touched on Max King before. Do you, obviously, wears the famous number 12. You handed that on to him. Do you get in contact with him, or do you speak to him? Do you mentor him or anything?
I flick him a few texts every now and then. But you know, after Lloyd, he got the sort of don't come messing around with our boy. I'm just going to take my distance.
Just pull back a little bit.
Yeah, I did pull back. But yeah, look, I'm always around if he ever wants to catch up. Well, we got a good relationship, and it's actually been pretty hard because even if you want to go down to training and have a look, we've all been pretty restricted over the last couple of years being able to do that. So my boys are driving me bonkers to get down and watch training, and they've got, you know, the fresh number 12 on the back, Max King. So yeah, they want to get some autographs.
Yeah, well, it's not for Dad. It's definitely for Max.
They've got. I told them they could get fresh jumpers, and they could pick whatever number they wanted, and they chose 12. I chose 12 for Max. So
how have the boys been in lockdown, mate? How many fights you had to break up?
Today or
the last hour?
That's it, Nicholas.
Oh, I'm hearing you, mate.
Three boys, 6, 4, and 2. Yeah, it's chaos. It's absolute chaos. So there were a lot of high fives yesterday when back to school.
Yes.
Kath walked back through the door and we just embraced. It was awesome.
Nick, all the best, mate. Look forward to Retro Round, and all the best, Garth, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, excellent.
Catch Nick on game days and on the couch on Monday nights. Retro Round celebrating the 90s on Fox Footy Channel 504 on Foxtel. Shit, is there anyone on the Triple M staff list that isn't on Fox Footy?
We're a package deal.
Take care, mate, and enjoy the final series.
Yeah, you too, guys. Take care. Bye.
See you, mate. Jars is the only one.
He used to be till he got the arse.
That's the funniest thing you said all year. White teeth.
Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing.
Now, we've got a question on the Automasters text line, 0488 51047. Ben in Athelstan, when you're in the commentary box, what happens during the ads? I reckon that's a great question.
Yeah, Greg Byrne.
Well, Jars, you do the slowdown. You're in there as well.
That's actually a good time to talk to your other commentators about something that you might have missed or something coming up.
Do you go and get a coffee and a sandwich in
the
back?
No, well, that's in your... So cricket commentary, you do, because it goes for a long time, you do it in like half-hour stints or six-over stints or something like that. Okay. So then you've got plenty of time to, you know, go and get a coffee or whatever. But, you normally, ad break, put the mic down and talk about what's coming up or, you know, something that you've missed.
So preparation. Yeah. Well, Ben, we already know yours.
Come on. Triple M footy, you don't get ads during the play, but every now and then at quarter time or half time break, you get a bit of a break. Normally you just go out and have a feed.
Get a sausage roll.
Grab a pie and it's really healthy food, like pie, sausage roll,
Macca's,
and kitchener bun as well. If you're not quite, if you haven't quite
not
had
a Berliner, a kitchener.
You'd finger buns.
Me.
Would you go for the finger buns?
Not at
you?
All.
Yes, you do.
Not
you
at all.
Only if they were buttered.
The hot chips, thank you very much.
Chips,
I haven't been in the commentary box for a while.
You're in the still in the slowdown.
No, I'll play the slowdown.
For good reason.
They commentate me playing in the slowdown.
No, you did some SANFL games, didn't you? At the start of the season.
Yeah, you did. What happened? You got the arse of that.
No, I didn't. I can only commit to a couple of games.
Did you say something you shouldn't have?
No. I was I got a call the other day. When you coming back?
Yeah. No, I do apologise, Jars. I didn't mean to say the slowdown because you were commentated while you were playing the slowdown.
In the bucket. It's time for him to be removed.
I like
BT.
That.
Come on. Thanks so much for your question. 0488 51047. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
Quite lengthy. You ready to go, buddy?
Oh, where'd you change
that? He's clipping everyone.
If clipped.
If everyone didn't talk in here, it'd be done quickly.
Say that again. Get your teeth out. You played golf today, didn't you? You look cool.
Flat because you.
Why?
Because you try and cut into my time.
I don't.
Well, you are
you
now.
Tell me to shut up, so I shut up.
No, you don't. You don't listen.
Well, say it again. Go on. Say it again.
You don't shut up.
No, but just say shut up.
Shut up.
Done.
Did you play golf?
I did, yeah.
Oh, honestly.
Oh, yeah, he's trying to.
Don't you know me?
Jealous. Hey, July 29, International Rain Day. I think Adelaide forgot It was International Rain Day today. It's the only bloody day it hasn't rained in July, to be honest.
Yeah, so coming.
It's gone against the tide, which I don't mind. 1981 on this day, a big day. Prince Charles and Lady Diana got married. Blue. It's a big day.
Yeah, I remember that. It didn't last long.
Just for an extra bonus point, not that we're playing a quiz here or anything. Do you remember Diana's last name?
Spencer.
Spencer, well done. Did you know that? I just got tape across his mouth. Yes. And this should happen more often on this show.
Can we get some wider tape, please?
That was at St. Paul's Cathedral in London. And it was televised. And you have a... You know how you talk about ratings and, you know, if you got 100,000 or 200,000 in the cricket industry? Guess how many watched that wedding on TV? It was live.
Jeez. Well, it's in the millions.
Yeah.
Millions. I'd say 500 million.
Ooh. Jars, what do you, try and talk through your tape. 750 million people watched it on TV. Around the world. That's
I remember
huge.
We watch it, us watching that on TV when I was like a wee boy.
Yeah.
Like it was just, oh God, were you watching
huge.
More of this?
Huge. 1981 that was. Speaking of 1981, birthday, Fernando Alonso, do you remember him?
Yes. Yes. F1 driver.
F1 driver. Charles, how are you going over there? Your lips are going, your eyes are going red.
Yeah.
Is he breathing?
No, he's got itchy. That look actually looks good.
Yeah, this is good, lips Charles. Are... Like, and now he's winking. Oh, yeah. Now he doesn't look so good.
Lips
are footy, just a footy fact, first of all. Top v bottom, you know, I mentioned that a few weeks ago. Wins,
yep.
Draws. Top, 3 wins and a draw. Bottom, 4 wins and a draw.
Not much in it.
Not much in it. Going very well over the past 6 weeks. So, now this one. This is an Olympic fact.
I love it.
Now, the last gold medal, pure, you know, they used to make the gold medals out of pure gold.
No, I didn't.
1912 was the last Olympics they made out of pure gold. Should we go back to that first question? Geez. Should we just to make it, you know, a bit more, though that can be your prize money. You know, make you work a bit harder, train a bit harder.
A lot of the athletes are paid well, Burn.
Yeah, I know, but this could just be a little bit all extra, right. You know.
Melt it down.
Well, the host, speaking of the medals, the host city designs the Olympic medal for their games, each city.
Yep.
Each medal must be at least 60 millimetres in diameter and 3 millimetres thick. The gold medals now must be covered in only 6 grams of gold.
Right.
But it's only the cover. And silver medals must contain 92.5% of silver.
There you go.
So there you go. So there the silver's go. Nearly pure silver. The gold's only got 6 grams.
They're big medals, this
they
Olympics.
They are big, aren't
chunky.
They? And they get to design your own.
Jars, the McGarry medals, what are they? Are they silver? Are they nickel-plated? What are they? Oh, he's still got tape over his mouth.
No, try and let him talk. Talk for a bit. How are you, Jazz?
Have you finished?
Yeah, I'm done.
I've got it. Okay, so.
He asked a question about your.
They're bronze.
They're bronze.
All
what's,
right.
What's wrong with him?
Can you come in Saturday like that?
Wait, walk up behind him and whip that off him real quick and just rip his hairs out. See you, family.
So that's it. 4 minutes of that rubbish.
That's good.
That's it.
Did you learn anything about the medals?
Learned stuff all.
Oh, you knew that each host city...
He didn't listen. He was on
Saturday morning.
And he was on his phone again.
How many percent of gold in the actual gold medals?
I think you'd have a better chance of asking what percent battery his phone's on. Thanks, family.
Put your phone down.
See you, family.
It's Triple M's Rush Hour Extra Minutes, the stuff that doesn't go on air. Boys, what's the worst sanction you've ever gotten from a grassroots footy club? We know Bernie's history with the Match Tribunal, which is probably $20,000 in excess, but I think the grassroots could be probably worse, if that's anything.
I'm not proud of what I've done.
Go on, then.
I am.
Well, as the under-14s captain at Gazer and obviously the superstar of the team, I was the protector.
Was Darren not playing?
Darren was a year younger. He was the little one running around. His first year under-14s, and I just kept winning medal after medal after medal. Anyway, we're playing at Gazer and against Greenacres Footy Club, and there was a nasty bloke running around in the under-14s, had tats and a beard. So I thumped him off the ball. In a start, like under-14s, this is a Gazer with the trotting track, and I swore, and I called him out.
Oh, is that when your mum came out?
And then my mum.
Yeah, I like this.
She come flying on the oval, dragged me by my ear. Now, this is the superstar captain of Gazer, dragged off by his mother in the Morris Minor, Green Morris Minor.
middle of the second quarter.
Come here, Andrew.
Driving down back to Old Hill.
You speak like that,
and
Andrew.
Then all the boys could see was my face in the back of the window crying. Because and I got she suspended for 2 weeks, cost me a BNF and association medal.
I thought you would have that stitched up, seeing you're winning medal after medal after medal. Hey, what happened when you got to AFL level? Is that when Darren took over? Because he won medal after medal after medal. We didn't see too many from you.
He won my 2 AFL flags.
Great parenting. Yeah. Love it.
What about you, Bern?
No, I don't really have a great story. I was the perfect kid back then. In fact, the stuff...
You weren't, not you're a thug.
The stuff I got in trouble for at AFL level, it was encouraged back there. So,
oh, really?
Jeez. You were playing like A-grade footy at 12, weren't you? Up there,
nah, 16.
16.
But I was the I can't target anyone when I'm 16. Look at the way I'm built now. Imagine when I was 16. I was getting thrown into cars, on cars, into cars. I got bucked one day landing in the back of a ute. It was leaving.
I've never seen an ounce of muscle on you.
Muscle?
Not one.
Are you kidding
me? Not one.
Blue.
Turn it up.
Blue, and what about you?
Yeah, cricket. The sucker? Anything like that?
Well, he's love muscle.
No.
Should
we get Catherine on the line?
No.
The only thing similar to that, like they just sort of sparked something. I went to under 17 state cricket, went down to Tasmania to play a carnival, and my parents went down to watch me, and I got out for not many, and I came into the rooms, and I was throwing my stuff around and, you know, swearing and carrying on. And then as soon as I came out of the change rooms, I looked over to my mum and she just had the finger.
Come here.
And she goes, I have never been so embarrassed in my life. If you carry on like that again, we will be going straight home. So that was it.
Did the other boys hear the
finger?
Hear her give it to you?
No. The game was going on.
Because that would have been the worst bit, the embarrassment. I reckon that.
What'd your dad say?
He just left it to mum. That was
scary. When mum gives you that
finger, the finger kick.
Your mum would have given that to you? Prick.
Yeah,
a couple of times. Even as of last week, I heard.
No. That's the Rush Hour Triple M.